You're listening to an Eavesdrop podcast with Kaylee, Nali and Shan. Stay tuned for the following episode, Right Here with the Eaves. Hello, Yellow Amal. How's it? Hoe gaan het?
Hi. Uit de blam van ons.
Yeah.
Here we go.
What's up, yo?
Van ons, ja, man, hey?
What?
Uit de diepte van ons, ja.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
she just said the sea is very sour. How are y'all doing?
It's been a while.
This evening, this cold, windy, threatening half summer, half spring,
really half winter. Ready for summer, but the way spring is starting off, like if spring is a prelude into summer,
we're gonna die. That's the death of me. I can't.
It's like
I cannot do this.
Spring is Mother Nature's time of the month.
Yeah.
But no, it's the PMS. Mm-hmm. It's the PMS. It's the moodiness. It's the crying. It's the, why am I being such a little bitch? Like, why am I so sensitive?
I feel like we completely bypassed spring, yeah, though. We straight into summer. And then last week was still winter. Like,
yeah, like she can't decide what she wants right now.
What the fuck does she want?
And then what will summer be then?
I wonder.
Super hot. You know that person that you want to like cheat on, you're going to make sure they're hot that summer.
Cheating and summer. Summer and cheating.
No, I'm not saying go and cheat on someone.
No, I'm just saying in general, the general population of
summer.
Well, the people in the country.
What?
That I know and converse with, in summer it gets lit, guys. Your boyfriend or partner goes missing for long weekends, public holidays, they with their summer lover. Don't be at home cooking.
Summer, or are you just talking about festive in general?
Summer is festive for us.
Yeah, but like,
well, yes, because we have December.
Yeah, end of the year.
End of the year is around the corner.
I'm talking about
it's in God. Like, it's in like, what, not even 90 days? Dude. I was looking at the calendar today. There are 3 months left of my life in 2019.
And also, we've achieved nothing.
I'm freaking out. Achieved nothing.
No, I've achieved some things.
Oh, but what are we sitting doing here then?
Big milestones, like I bought a house, but I cleared my debt, guys.
Oh, yay.
Oh, well,
yes.
Done.
When we bonused, I paid my credit card. Remember when we had Christmas before Christmas? After the tax man had his cut.
Oh, yeah.
F&B had their big cut. And next month, for the first time, I'm going to have my whole salary.
Oh,
to thyself.
To I'm thyself. Still... Spoil thyself.
Yeah, I'm ankle deep in mine still.
I feel like, if anything, I'm just having a better year than last year.
No, look, I think if anybody's having a good year, it's definitely Kaylee.
Last year was so bad for me. We didn't know each other last year.
What happened?
She went through hell. She didn't have a car.
I started off with chicken pox, because who gets chicken pox at the age of 26, this bitch?
Was this in summer or winter?
No, like the beginning of the year last year.
Oh, so summer like was January, a bitch to you.
Like January. Damn. Got chicken pox.
Car broke down.
But your skin cleared up like fucking perfectly. You are flawless.
She got lucky. She got so lucky.
I got so lucky. I didn't have a lot of spots on my face, thank God. Like we said, it's the money maker, so
you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Watch out for that.
Had my accident. Didn't have a car for like, what, 5 months?
5-6 months, because I was playing drive with her.
I spent like majority of the year just in tears, crying and tired. So shame, this is one up on last year. Yay me.
That's an achievement.
That is.
I'm a snap.
Yeah, that. I'm a snap into that. Jeez. Don't know if I cried this year, so that's good.
No, because we don't have all those horrible people, and we don't, you know, we have a car that works.
Exactly.
You have us.
Yeah. We have this podcast.
I cry all the time, guys. Not all the time.
I cried
at
the wedding.
Oh, you cried tears of joy.
I did. I get emotional when I see people get emotional. So I was just like a wreck at this wedding. People are like, this kid probably doesn't even know these people, but she's crying. Like, I get that vibe, you know.
Actually, no,
but
that's
I was
a lie.
In tears.
Yeah.
I was in tears.
I have cried at everyone's wedding except my own.
You didn't cry at your wedding?
No, I mean, like, it was happy tears.
That's a boss bitch.
But I didn't cry because, oh my gosh, this is... And I was like, no, bitch, let's get this going, you know?
Party. I'll probably be a wreck at my wedding. like attending this wedding.
Yeah.
When we were, when I was driving back with my cuz, because it was her friend that got married. Beautiful wedding, beautiful venue. Oh, guys, every time I go to a wedding, I'm like, this is. He cried.
When
which
the
is...
groom cries, everyone cries.
Yeah, no. True. Why? Also, because he got really emotional during his speech. Like, he had to stop himself and, like, catch his breath. I'm like, I don't know about y'all. That's kind of hot to me.
No, it's hot to you from the outside, ne?
Yeah.
But on the inside, well, for me personally, on the inside, if that's my man and he's just crying, I guess it's supposed to.
No, he was.
Why are you crying?
He didn't like.
Why are you crying?
No, he didn't burst out into tears. He almost, he got emotional speaking about, you know, his new wife and whatever. But he didn't, he didn't start crying, but he had to like hold himself back because he was getting there.
He had to clear his throat.
Yes. But also like, okay, when a guy cries, it's hot to me. But when he cries, when he's like professing something, that's what's hot.
It's even.
He's not like just crying because he hurt his toe or like, what?
No, because that's a guilty profession, not
a love profession.
Yes. Not when he's like, oh, I did this bad thing, and then he just starts crying. Yeah. Because then, no.
I did get a little choked up in my vows. I also had to like stop, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh. Yeah. It was just like the tears were coming, and I'm like, okay, let me carry on.
Did you wear waterproof mascara?
I wore waterproof everything that day. Listen, I didn't even, it was a waste. I didn't use it.
Yeah.
I'm like certain that I'm not going to do like the big white wedding thing if I ever get married. If I do get married. Because I just know if.
Just take him to Home Affairs.
No, I just know it's going to be like a wreck. Everyone's going to be crying. I'm going to be crying like it happens, you know. So I'm like, no. I don't want
I'm just gonna take him to Home Affairs.
Yeah, just go sign, have a lack of bride.
We wanted to elope, and then I realized a lot of people would get upset on Travis' side of the family. Not so much mine, because he's just got more people on his family than I do. All I wanted was me, Trav, my parents, his parents, obviously my siblings, his siblings, and that was it, but no.
Because, like, I don't know, I suppose a wedding is for the two families to bond and spend time together and whatever. But your marriage is for you. Mm-hmm. And how you want to seal that deal, I feel like should be for you. I don't mind to have like a lavish 10-year anniversary or something. Mm. Like Shampoo, you know, the ducks also have Shampoo. At some point in my life, I planned a champagne-themed wedding, guys.
Okay.
The color or to get drunk?
The color to get drunk. The menu was champagne like based. I was so excited for the menu. For starters, we were gonna have
I
can't remember the starter, but the main was like champagne risotto and like champagne infused duck, and then
sponsored by
JC. Yes, girl. And then for dessert, we were gonna have champagne creme brulee. It was going to be loaded.
But that sounds so yummy.
Exactly. Yes, thank you, Shen.
That does sound yummy.
I don't know. I just feel like as I get older, the more simple it's gonna be.
Yeah.
And it's not gonna be about how we do it, but it's gonna be about what we're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because also when we're older, you're looking at different goals. Like you probably wanna buy a house. You know.
I'd rather have that than
your life started. Like. When we're young, like now, yes, of course. I want to be the cover of Vogue magazine wedding.
SA Bride of the Year.
You know?
Yep. Shanice, why don't you tell us about today's episode? Because we're completely off topic.
Well, I was going to say, like, are we going to continue with the wedding topic? Or should we actually talk about what we... Okay, so we want to talk about today, summer. Was that even English?
Yes. Completely comprehensive.
Okay, so we want to talk about summer and not the bitch that we used to gym with. The actual season.
Who's Summer?
She was horrible. Do you know a Summer? Because,
I know that movie, 100 Days of Summer. And she fucked up. Well, she didn't fuck up, really.
Going off topic again, yeah. So we want to discuss, like, what we love about summer, what we dislike about summer.
What are you looking forward to in summer?
What are you looking forward to in summer?
What should we start with, the loves or the hates?
I think the loves, because it makes me happy.
Yes, yes. So then there'll be a lot less hate.
What do you love about summer?
So... I'm going to go off topic, but on topic. I was listening to YFM, right? And they were like, it was gentlemen's corner, so where they get the guy's perspective, and they were all like,
okay,
we love summer because of summer dresses, like we love seeing women in summer dress.
Yes. Wow.
So I bought myself a summer dress and I love it.
Okay.
I am looking forward to my summer dress. I'm looking forward to, I know apparently black people don't tan, but I want to go sunbathing, you know.
Like you need a tan.
Whatever, I like sitting in the sun with my shades.
Okay.
I love bras in the summer. The boys in summer. Oof.
The boys in summer.
The boys in summer.
What's what? Different?
They're
to
different
a boy
from
in
the boys in winter.
How?
They wear shorts.
Okay,
I don't know.
A little bit more exposed. That's probably why they love summer dresses.
Because you're more exposed.
What? Wanna summer men and the flowers.
I don't mind a good summer dress.
I love summer dresses as
without
well.
Without a bra.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh.
I don't know because I'm quite flat, so
just
I have
let
beastings.
The ladies be free.
That's
I
the
wish.
Best. Summer dresses are for us. Itty bitty titty committee.
Yes, yeah, but I don't true. Look like I've got two pimples on my chest.
You don't have to wear a bra, which is nice.
I mean
I prefer the bralettes.
Yeah.
Like the ones that Cotton On does, then I'll go bra.
You know that
that under cute summer dress.
Yes.
Cute.
Yes,
oh,
yes, those
cute.
Are cute. The ones without the
the things,
and
yes.
The underwire.
Where it's literally just a piece of lace
mm-hmm. or like
wrapped around
what do
your
they
body.
Call that material? Like a mesh. Sheer mesh.
Yeah.
Mesh.
Yes. Mesh. That in a summer dress is a vibe.
Oh.
I love being barefoot.
I'm barefoot
summer.
All the time. I love it.
No,
barefoot.
But bloody winter.
Winter.
No, well.
Don't you like...
With socks on.
Oh, yes.
I just don't like wearing shoes.
No, yeah, same.
You
so like
it. It's okay.
Yeah, walking around barefoot.
Well, and summer hair.
Summer hair?
Summer hair. Yes. Haven't you guys noticed, like, there's going to be a trend now? A lot of girls are going to be going blonde.
Oh, blonde?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm
well,
keeping
for
my
past
dark hair
two
this
or
summer.
3 years,
I prefer
I've noticed,
to stay gray.
Like... A lot of girls go blonde around this time.
Or they take all of their hair off. A lot of black girls
yes.
take all of their hair off.
Yeah.
Yes.
But also, short hair is in now.
Like the
like
cute
the,
little bobs. Yeah.
The blunt cuts are in. I'm
yes.
gonna keep. I'm probably going to keep my bob.
But I probably wouldn't like cut most of my hair off in winter because it's cold.
Yeah.
So it is a summer.
Yes, it's too cool.
I just like that I don't have to now blow dry my hair every night. I can just leave it and not
to, like,
get sick. Yeah.
Oh, air dry, yeah.
Because in winter, obviously, you'd get
oh,
sick
yes, yeah.
doing that.
yes. What oh, you mentioned bras.
I love bras
I love
as well. I was just going to say.
Dude.
Yes, my family loves to bra.
Oh.
Any chance we get in summer?
The rain.
Oh, summer rain.
Summer rain
is the best the because
smell.
It's warm.
Yes,
oh,
and
yes,
warm rain.
It's warm. it's one of my favorite things when it rains in summer to like just open my sliding door in my TV room,
mm-hmm.
no TV on and whatever, lay
and
on the couch, listen to the
just
rain.
Just listen,
oh.
yes.
Wow, that's
yes.
some romantic shit.
I know this
with myself.
Yes,
of course.
I
romance myself
yes.
every now and then.
For me, I think what I like most about summer. Is the fact that I can get away with more like a plain faced of like a plain face of makeup and just
mm-hmm.
do like a really cute pop of color on my
like
lip.
Like a fresh face.
Yes.
Mm.
Lashes and lips for me in summer.
That sounds like a vibe.
And freckles.
Know. I used to
yeah.
be like a bright lip in summer kind of girl, but now I'm just like, meh.
Are you even
know,
a makeup
with...
artist?
Like, what's going on in your
Am
life?
I? I don't know.
Are you even on the events team? Yo,
no.
Look at this one.
And the sunsets in summer are better.
The what?
The sunsets.
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
The cocktails taste better.
Everything just is better. The sun is better. You know, your
when
vitamin
not,
D levels are up.
When it's not burning the shit out of you.
No, look, that's the one thing I wish I could do is actually just tan. Because I go red and then white again.
I love Shan with
a bit of
color.
Yeah.
She looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Stunning.
I should be a colored, but I'm not. I go dead and then I go like an
NW22
and then I go dead again.
Oh my gosh.
You should do a bit of a
self-tan.
Yeah, spray tan.
I wish I could, but Trav absolutely hates it.
Why?
Oh.
Does it messy the sheets?
No, not even that, because I'll always sleep with a towel down, especially on my sheets, because I've ruined a sheet before with tan. It's just, I always did it with dancing, and he hates the look, he hates the smell, he
it
just
does
hates
smell
tan.
Like
I love the smell, my gosh. If you get like the coconut scented one.
Okay, that's nice.
He just doesn't like it. And I'm like, just look at me. I know my body.
It's because now there's too much competition. As if it's not enough, you have that guy stalking you. No, you must be 10. And extra gorgeous.
Which guy is stalking me? The guy from
opposite at Pandora or Stones or the jewelry guy.
Oh my gosh, no, I must actually tell you, he's such a pedo. I know things now about him.
Oh, you see, now you must. There must be too much competition. No, it's too gorgeous. No, Shanice, no.
No, I think
I'm pretty fair as well. Victorian was in winter. Looking like a sick child ready to leave the world.
Is there anything else we love about summer?
Chocolate cake.
In summer? Cake.
Yes.
It's different to winter?
It's
just like you can have it with ice cream now.
Oh, cake and ice cream. That's like one of life's simple pleasures.
Even just chocolate ice cream.
I know.
The ice cream is so good.
I like sorbets.
Sorbets are nice, perfect. Yes. I will say that I prefer cocktails in the summer.
Yes, I was thinking with that the umbrella.
I'm not like a cocktail kind of girl.
Ice cold beer, wine.
I'll drink wine. I'll do like
cider,
vodka, cider. Yeah,
anything wine with makes vodka, me sleepy. I've noticed.
Yeah.
One glass of wine makes me so sleepy.
Thank you. Lately, I don't even care anymore where I am. I get a glass of water and a glass of whatever cider it is I'm drinking, wine, whatever. I drink half the glass of water and I put the alcohol in there because I like the taste of alcohol, but I can't handle like
the pure percentage of
yes.
it.
Oh,
that's smart. I guess I've never tried it
though. And I even enjoy it. I spend less money.
I feel like I'm either drinking or not drinking. That's like where I am at.
I'm an in-betweener these days. I just want the best of both worlds, hey. And if I can have it.
I suppose it depends who I'm with. Like, if I'm with my parents, I'll always have a glass of wine with my mum.
Mm-hmm.
Or G&T, because that's like our thing. When I'm with Trev, it will always be like a beer shandy, because he loves those.
What's if a beer I'm shandy?
When you take
Coke.
No. Half beer, half Sprite.
Never.
That's where I got this whole thing from. Shanice told me about a beer shandy, and I tried it, and I was like, I'm just gonna do this with everything. But then I just started doing it with water, because another thing about alcohol is, I feel like I get dehydrated very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Everyone does, especially me. I get dehydrated.
So I was like, best of both worlds, and now I love it. I love it. I feel like everyone should try it.
You should try it. I'm gonna try it.
That and
beer shandy.
Coke and Malibu. The drink Malibu.
I used to drink Malibu back in the day.
So yes.
When I was a drinker.
No. So it just depends who I'm with. Like, I won't obviously drink to excess because I know my level is like a one or a two glass because I don't enjoy drinking. I don't enjoy the feeling of me being tipsy. I really don't. I feel like
I'm sick. I like being tipsy but not like
drunk. See, the thing that I do, the beer shandy life, it's like you're on a buzz, but you're not even tipsy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want like the buzz, but I don't want to feel like I'm falling over.
Yes.
Because I already do that so much as it
is. Literally just feel loose.
Yeah. Yes, I just want to feel like chilled, you know, like relaxed, ne? Yeah.
Mm. What else?
Or do you want to do
what we hate or what we still love about summer? One more thing that I love about summer. Christmas.
Yes. I used to love Christmas before I started working in retail.
Yeah, now it's just your one day off. Now I'm just
like, it's my one day off. Fuck. And I have to like...
Let's just put it into perspective. I haven't had a full December off since I matriculated because I've been working retail and working.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So the thing for me is that I hate December as a whole because of retail and working.
Yes.
But I do still enjoy Christmas. I just don't feel Christmassy like I should because I'm stuck at work.
Because you had fault.
Yeah. But at least because Trav's been doing a lot of touring and stuff the last couple of Decembers, like at the coast, it's like my one chance to actually go to the coast because then I have an excuse to go.
Yeah.
Not to see you, my love, just to go to the beach.
Yeah, no.
not about him.
The thing is, same. Also, my family's big on Christmas. Mm-hmm. We always spend every Christmas together and whatever. No one really goes away. Like, yeah. That's mm-hmm. how it's always been. But lately, I'm just like, by the time it comes to the end of the year, I'm already like, I'm done. Tired. I'm like already tired yeah. right now. Like, I feel the fatigue and stuff. And then to have to, like, just participate on that day yeah. takes up so much of mm-hmm. energy.
Yeah, because now like, you have to give to your family. And it's like,
truly speaking, most of our family members are on leave. Their company's exactly. closed or whatever at that yeah. time. Or even, they're definitely not going sure for the next two following days after Christmas.
Mm. And for back, us, we like, just, the next like... day.
Yeah, it's like we have to work the day before. We get Christmas off and we have to be yeah. back the
so
very
next
day. So
it's like the one day off.
It's like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But,
So even, like, last year, I was, like... I was done. I was so tired. Didn't even have time to do any Christmas shopping. Didn't get a chance to like buy myself something nice to wear. My family spent like the day outdoors crying and stuff. I literally wore jeans and a t-shirt. My nephew is like, is that your Christmas clothes? He literally called me out. He looked at me and he's like, are you going to change? And I'm like, no. He's like, is that your Christmas clothes? And
yeah,
I'm
like, look alive. The rest of us, you know,
everyone looked all like out. Really chilled and like happy to spend mm-hmm. time together. And I'm just there like, let's go do this. Okay?
And that's the thing is that me personally, because Trev's gone the whole of December during a tour, mm-hmm. I'm the one stuck with all the Christmas shopping.
Mm.
And now I'm stuck in the mall. So now I want to go home, but I can't because I still have to do shopping.
And it's the worst.
So I spend literally my whole December just working in the mall, shopping in the mall. I can't catch a break, and I'm just, I hate December, but I love Christmas.
Hate December.
And New Year's Eve. Not New Year's Day, New Year's Eve for me is a vibe.
Same. Yeah? Me.
I like it.
New Year's Eve for me is touchy. Like by the time I link up with wherever I'm supposed to go, everyone is like, pop drunk.
Oh, yeah. Because they... Usually people are drinking the whole day. Yeah.
People have been drinking since the 28th.
Also, it's true. We also say it's the same thing for New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
we work on that day. And then, well, our store opens on New Year's Day. And for the last 2 years, I've been opening the store.
Last year was my first New Year's Day off.
I never.
It's okay. This year you're going to open this store. I'll stay off.
Watch, like, no disrespect, Ne. You guys, like, Graham, you scheduled me. Yes, I said your name. You scheduled me to open on the 1st of January. You're going to illustrate me in that store. I will not be there.
It doesn't
make sense. It's unsafe, if anything.
It doesn't make sense to open at all because who the hell?
Who the hell?
Come shopping on like,
the first. It is unsafe.
The last 2 years, there will be like one person who comes into the store. Yeah.
No, I've checked my figures for my store.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't made a sale in 2 years on the first. So
we might as well just close our doors.
And for the past 3 years, my New Year's plans have just been bape. Because mine I don't want to go to a club.
Yeah.
Or somewhere where it'd be like lots and lots of people.
So, yeah.
But at the same time, I do want to be out with like people, there's fireworks, there's meat, there's drinks type of thing.
Yeah.
And
it's unsafe to go out on New Year's Eve, I mm-hmm. think. I don't know. It's always packed wherever people are just doing
there
their
are
own
certain
crap.
Places where you can go.
Yes.
But I choose not to.
Same.
Because I've spent the last 4 or 5 New Year's without Trav by myself, so I'm always like with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And we always do like a big game night, so like his family and my family will get together and we do like 30 seconds.
Okay.
Or we do 30 seconds.
Or Scrabble.
Yeah, like we play chess. Games. No, not chess.
Games, you know, games.
Like normal just picky board games. You know what white people do.
We also started a new tradition in...
Django. No, that's not what that game is called.
What? Jenga.
Djanga.
Jenga. No, just Jenga. Djanga. Not Djanga.
No, seriously, it was like when that movie Django came out, and I was just that one black person who refused that D is silent.
Django. Oh, I was saying we started this new tradition where all the young ones get together in one place. So instead of driving around and going out to a party or whatever, we'll have like a house party. We'll like braai or, I don't know, cook some kind of meal or get food. And then we all just bring our own drinks or we'll buy drinks and then just get sloshed and then play Twister. Or 30 seconds. It was so fun. Last year was so fun. So we just started that and we're like, we'll just do this every year.
Yeah.
That's cool. Instead of getting pushed around in a club.
I've only ever spent one New Year's Eve at a place. And it wasn't that bad. We went to Social on Main, which is like a restaurant in Hyde Park, Rosebank, I think. And that was pretty cool because they had a limit on how many people went into the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, nice.
So because we were there pretty early, we just sat at the restaurant the whole time, like ordering food, getting a little bit sloshies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got pretty lit last year. And then I opened this door and I literally just sat in one place. Couldn't do anything.
No, look, I'll never forget the one, also New Year's Eve, I sat behind the counter before we renovated. And eventually Lorazzo comes to me and she's like, babe, are you okay? And I'm like, just don't move me, I'm seasick.
I couldn't do anything. I'm like, well, that's what you get.
That's a vibe when you come to counter and you're sloshed.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I came home from a bachelorette party sloshed. Wow.
And then you had to work the next day.
I had to because it was my weekend in. But not only that, I had left my flat shoes and my change of clothes, at a friend's place. And I never made it to her house that night. So I came to work.
In heels.
In heels.
Yesterday's clothes.
In yesterday's clothes.
Looking like yesterday.
Ooh, smelling something else.
Yes, the shan.
Yes, that was the worst day.
So what do we not like about summer? The boys.
The heat.
I know I love the boys in summer, but the boys I also don't like in summer.
Yeah, something happens to all the boys.
Their whole just like, it's been manifested in the whole year.
Exactly.
Or something.
And then they go missing for like, 5 weeks.
Luckily, I don't have that issue. I don't have to worry about that anymore.
At least you know where your husband is. Good for you.
Yeah, living his best life at the freaking coast, doing a show every now and then.
Well, and at least you know he's working.
That's no consolation. You're working at the coast, dog. Not like he's working in Russia. It's like winter. I don't like sweating. I don't like feeling sweaty.
I don't like sweating in my sleep.
No hot evenings.
Yes, like, and when I have my hair down and I turn over and everything sticks. Ugh.
Yeah, no. I don't like feeling fatigued, like waking up and feeling tired. Because that's what happens. Yeah. Like you go to bed, you sleep, but you wake up tired.
I don't like FOMO. I'm not generally someone who feels like thing. I need to be out. But in summer, you'll be going through all your statuses. Because as people in retail, for some reason, don't know. Like I don't feel like I know a lot of other people who work in retail.
Yeah.
So on a Friday, I go through my status. People be like, who's down for drinking? Oh, look how sloshed I am. Oh, you should be out here. Oh, we having fun, you at work. And I'm just like, just like, can you be broke already? Hey, why do you still have your bonus?
That's an upside like, for us, though. We don't spend a lot of money in December.
Yes, we do.
Oh, I don't.
I don't.
I do because I'm always at the mall. And they never, like, you're always at the mall.
Well, where do you find the time to go spend your money, though?
Yes.
Okay. Check now. I'm not a Black Friday person.
Mm-hmm.
But there's gonna be so many people around me hyped up about Black Friday and this amazing deal they just got, or this thing that I just have to go check out that I have no peace.
Yes.
I have no peace.
I will say though, Black Friday is the bane of my existence.
Dude.
It's my kryptonite. I absolutely hate Black Friday with an absolute passion.
But only because we work in retail.
Not because we work in retail, just because
one of those crazy
it's
people.
Like New Year's. People just go crazy for no reason.
Not even that. I hate being in a small space with tons of people around me. I hate it. I hate going to concerts for that reason. I hate it.
She hates it.
She loathes it.
Yo, 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 yo. It's a dollar loss.
Also, I don't like swimming pools in summer.
Why?
Because when I was small, you know, my brother used to make fun of me about how I swim. I don't know why, but always, like, when I came out the water, I take this deep-ass breath, like... And he never let me forget it.
Okay.
Okay?
I don't mind the swimming pools, like... But the thought of getting into a swimsuit gives me so much anxiety. Anxiety. My body's not built for a swimsuit. Like, it's not built for one piece, 2 piece, tankini, none of it.
What about a bodysuit? Like, I mean, you know, this full body.
You know,
this full body.
Scuba suit.
Yes.
Like a scuba suit. Those are hot inside there.
It is.
It's hot.
And you need freaking dish soap to put the damn thing on, or you need a pee in it to warm it up.
Oh, God. No. The thought of getting into a swimsuit is, it's a no for me, so I'm not doing it. I probably haven't been to a pool in like 2 years.
I actually can't even remember the last time I swam, to be honest.
Also, all of the swimsuits are like...
Itty bitty.
I know. For girls with the smallest vaginas that you've ever seen.
Yes.
Like small, pretty vaginas. Those girls wear swimsuits. Not these girls.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Kaylee.
No, it's true.
Like, they're so high cut.
The size of those things. The bottoms.
It's like we're going back into the 70s and the 80s because they had the really high cut.
It's like high cut Brazilian butt or thong and then very small like front for like girls with, like I said, small pretty vaginas. You know?
You're going to need to do a full Brazilian wax to get into that thing.
Yes. Okay.
Full Hollywood
wax.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right now I just hate my wax lady. She's not mine even. I don't claim you. You are not mine.
What is
the lady who waxed me last. Okay. I specifically, when I walked in, I said, hello. I said, hello. I want to wax full leg, bikini, and underarm. She said, okay. We went. She waxed the front side of my leg.
Not the back?
And she's like, no, there's small hair there.
So she didn't wax it?
She didn't wax my thigh. Because the hair there is... It's fine, but waxing is like exfoliation. Like,
kind of like... take off the dead skin.
Yeah, so now I've got yellow bone, front legs here.
Oh my gosh.
Ashy thighs. And then the bikini.
What did she do?
I'm not satisfied.
Did you pay her?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
She didn't do a job.
And like, I used to go to Sorbet.
Mm.
That girl, she used to talk to my vagina.
To your vagina?
Yes, when she was waxing, she's like, hi, princess. I was like, yo, you're calling her princess?
No.
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 No. No. No. No. No. No.
No.
No.
No.
I don't know.
Like, my love, that's a dololo.
But at least someone she did the whole like thing.
No, but I mean...
Why is she talking to you?
You don't have to pet and feed her too.
Exactly.
As okay.
No, I'm happy with my wax lady. Thank you.
Does she doesn't talk to you? Yeah, vagina, I
no, but she does topic. Everything properly.
No, we were talking about swimsuits.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we hate swimsuits.
I will say though.
I have noticed that they do look like that, hey guys.
Yes.
Like half my bum is outside. I'm like, exactly. Is it too small?
I know, and I've got more cellulite than a freaking crinkle paper.
Mm.
But I don't know. Is it because the big butt's in, so now it's like
we want
to
see
show
all of
off
it.
Your big butt?
Yeah.
We make the bottom small. Like, I don't know. No.
I can get down, but I've got so many bad tan lines from previous bad burns that I'm just like, I might just need
to
self tan my ass just
the bottoms.
To make it look good.
I don't have bum to fall out the bottom. Yeah, so
you
like,
do.
Okay, it's an extension of my back. My bum's an extension of my back.
No, you got a little sitting up there. You got a little.
You got
a little peachy ass, honey.
Some fat.
Can you
there?
See why?
Yours is harder than mine.
Why
oh
it
wow.
Gives me anxiety. No. One thing we should be doing though this summer is sunscreen.
Yes.
I burned myself to like
sunscreen
a
sunscreen is a myth to me.
No, it actually does help because the one and our only
I know it's like science has said because you are black you still need it. And I'm like, no.
I only apply on my face though because I hate the fact, well, I hate the thought of me getting like sunspots or pigmentation or so. I only put on my face. And so my neck. Face is 25 but my body's like 40.
You should at least bring it down to your neck. Like,
no, yeah.
It's the hardest place to remove pigmentation is your neck and like
I mean working in cosmetics and everything, obviously I have experienced women saying, I used to be like you, hey. I used to think I'm immune to the sun. Look at me now and I'm like, no, not me.
Can I tell you what though? I have a brown leather couch in my complex. She is such a sun worshipper, regardless of how hot it is, where the sun's position is in the sky, she will always be out on her little sun deck chair, tanning in Gatfall. Nooks.
Hey.
Back and front.
That's what I'm looking for. But the problem... Summer.
No, it's fine. Good for her. That's why she looks like a freaking wrinkly leather couch is because she tans religiously. She's probably like a... She looks like a burnt chicken nugget. Oh, she's so dark. But the problem is that where her unit is positioned in the complex, like everyone sees her because she's literally in the driveway.
Oh.
So coming and going, people get like a little peek, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't have a full-time job. She just lays out.
No, I'm pretty sure she's like a mobster mother or wife because she looks mean and wuss and...
That also makes sense. You can't be sitting outside naked unless your husband is part of the mafia.
Trust me, I don't want to be.
Because even people who want to say shit ain't gonna say shit. Because do you know
who my what happened is?
To the last person that said shit to Miss Pasquello?
No, yes. I mean, guys, you should wear sunscreen either way. Like, I'm anal about my skin and I wear it like night and day.
Really?
Yeah.
At yeah, because even your UV lights in like your offices and malls and stuff actually affect your skin.
I know that's why our UV prep and prime, it says filters natural and unnatural light.
Yeah.
So please wear your sunscreen and
are you sure I'm not immune to it?
No, Nale, just wear the sunscreen. No, you're not. I know black don't crack, sweetie. But...
Black absorbs the sun. White reflects it. Why do you think I don't tan?
Yeah. But you do burn. So you should
I'm absorbing all the bad rays and reflecting all the good rays. And the good rays...
I'm not looking forward to something.
What?
Mosquitoes.
Oh gosh, mosquitoes. Shit, those motherfuckers.
Look, let me tell you something. Mosquitoes don't normally bite me, but yes. Travis in summer with a mosquito. Yeah. That's all I hear. Him and his fist plucky against the wall because he's beating the crap out of them. And I'm like, it's fine. Just put stuff on. And he's like, no, never. Although, I must actually tell you a funny story. So it was the 1 year that I was actually self-tanning. And I had left the bottle on his side of the table.
Uh-huh.
And we had a power failure.
Uh-huh.
So I had the mosquito repellent and the self-tan next to each other.
Oh.
And I said to him, I picked it up and I said to him, no, this is definitely the right bottle. And he's like, how can you tell? And I'm like, because the mosquito repellent is a plain white bottle and my self-tan, no, the mosquito repellent has a little purple label and mine is a blue label.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously in the dark, you can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
So I gave him my self-tan.
But you know, she thinks she's right.
Yeah, no, I gave him my self-tan.
She's so right.
Trusted me, he did it anyway.
Ooh.
He was orange for about 2-3 days because he had sprayed his arms and his chest. And Mozzie's didn't bite him that night still. So.
Did he look on like the bed. Ross from Friends in that one episode?
Close. He was 4-2s.
Did he spray himself on the bed? Or did he stand up to spray?
No, well, he stood up, luckily. But I mean, obviously because it's not something that you rub in. He just had more freckles on his body because he is a freckly little kid.
That's so funny.
I know. I laughed. And that
just added to why I hate suntan
lotion. I like it, but anyway.
Mosquitoes. Those are my hates. All the insects that come out in summer. One reason I also have to hate summer is allergies and it's feline mating season, just like it's human mating season. So my cats,
he's bringing home. Not in summer, it's too hot.
All these girls, they're eating more cat food. He's like, yes, baby, eat. You know, here, eat. Shakes is a bit of a
pump.
You know,
not a pump.
Sugar daddy. My stuff no, comes out of the purple pack. It's yours. Yes, I see you eat the blue food. No. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
There's random cats leaving your house every day.
Dude.
Like in winter, it was your mother so know quiet. You yet.
It was so nice.
Ah, another one.
Another one. Another who one. The hell is this?
Kitten support, hey?
It's a thing. I wonder if Shakespeare pays his kitten support.
No.
Because he's probably a father to like... Because
then the kids, they probably come there, just crossing the yard, then they get into it.
Wow. Who are you? Imagine. You raised a little bit of a...
A sperm hole. Bank donor. That's what you raised.
That's what I raised.
Hi. So is there anything else that we can add?
Touching on allergies, protect your eyes, guys.
Yes, Kaylee looked like she got donut this weekend. Yes, like,
I had to pay the doctor visit. The last time I was at the doctor was when I had chicken pox. I don't go to the doctor that often. I don't call in sick that often.
Summer, it was a delayed reaction to your chicken pox because you looked like a freaking cocoa puff in your eye. Yes, like, girl, you so could have been your own little floaty in the pool.
I thought she looked like a vagina. Well, your eye looked like a vagina.
Aye.
No. Okay.
It was puffy and it had a crease. Mm. It had creases.
So like
no comment. My eye looked like a vagina. Really.
No. Cocoa puff vagina flavored. Yes.
Protect your eyes, guys.
Yes. Okay, but I think that's pretty much all we can say about
summer. I just have a question, though.
I have one more thing about summer.
Uh-huh.
The hookups.
This is what I want to know. It's so damn hot.
Mm-hmm. How do you hook up?
No, are people having sex in summer?
Mm, I love sex in summer.
Too much. No, you're no, sweaty and sticky. My gosh.
When? Like when?
What's
the right time?
After you've had a swim. Like after you get out the shower. Cold
it's
shower.
It's either going to be like late afternoon when the sun's coming.
That's the worst.
You're married.
You guys don't know how to have sex.
No, I'm not saying I hook up.
No, I'm saying you're married.
No.
Are you having sex in summer?
Oh, yes. Because
to be honest, I can't remember because...
Oh, right. He's
summer was so long ago.
Yeah, summer was so long ago.
You opened and the also, window, guys. I don't know. You're but I'm then, just a lover of
don't human the interaction. Insects come in?
What?
Huh? I mean, at what? Night. That's when the mosquitoes and stuff come in.
Though. Yeah, it's just it's annoying because you've got the buzzing and then you've got...
Isn't it like human in there? It is. And then there's a body on top of you. Like, I don't know.
Just thinking about it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, sex, like beer, I don't do the temperature.
Oh, you drink like a hot beer.
I can drink a hot beer.
Oh my gosh.
No.
I can. It's my special superpower.
It's a party trick.
It's my party trick.
I keep don't know. I think about it often. I'm like, well, people are having sex in the seat.
Right now.
What?
Bro, I can't even sleep with a duvet, like a thin sheet on. Now I must contest with someone who's twice as hot as me.
Dyslexic people. I can't sleep without a blanket or a duvet. I can't just sleep like this.
I can.
I will wake up like this.
I will say this, though, I do prefer to sleep in the nude, obviously, in summer. But then I still need to put a blanket over me because I also have that weird, thing about a
duvet. I can't sleep like a snake.
I don't think I've ever slept in the nude.
Ooh. I have. It's nice. It's freeing.
Then your vagina
and it's very
breathes.
Good for you. Yes.
Like what, for my mental health?
No, for your physical health.
Even your mental health. Because if your physical health goes up, your mental health goes also a notch up.
Also up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it's apparently really good for women to sleep.
Then you wake up and you out everything.
And you're like, yes,
Okay.
Whose boom are you grabbing?
My boom.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
It just sends me into a deeper level of sleep.
Okay. Didn't know that people are doing it in style.
Okay.
People but do. It's like yes. Oh my gosh! Summer's too hot, so yeah. What do you do?
Have you had sex outside in summer?
Yes.
It's the best, right?
Yes.
No? Yes.
I've never.
Woo! You feel like Adam and Eve, for reals.
Where? Like, where
before,
outside?
After she ate the apple.
Where outside would you do
after?
It?
In a tent.
Oh, okay.
I just did in my yard. Tent. Or in, or you can be like an animal, like Nale, and just do it in the yard.
Like an animal.
Yeah. Like a meminal.
Like a meminal. Do it like the meminals. In the yard, guys.
That is so funny. So you just went camping in your yard.
And then the grass is green, you know.
Okay, there was no butterflies.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah, that did not hurt. Scratch you?
It was just so beautiful.
At least she had a pretty picture. Either look at the stars or check the ladybug walking across your hand.
I can't imagine that to be comfortable, Dali. I'm sorry.
At least put something down. Because just like it's going to do gardening up on your ass.
Body to body.
She's very animalistic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She wants what she wants when she wants it.
But I'm looking against that green grass, you know, the contrast between the emerald and the brown. And then, you know, Summer. We're here.
Hot girl summer.
Oh, bruh. Okay. Here we go. I think before Nale gets carried away. Sure, that was
interesting.
That was insightful. I'm just gonna say that.
That's summer in a snapshot.
Well, it's basically how we enjoy our summer. Like. Yeah, so we're looking forward to
this
it.
This summer, just keep off Tinder and always have condoms if you're single.
Maybe I'll get laid next summer.
Banana flavored. What?
Maybe I'll get laid next summer.
That's soon. You'll
That's
come.
Very soon.
You'll get there. Don't worry.
I said next summer.
Not this summer. No. But we're not in summer yet. This is spring.
You still have time.
No, but we've established that we've bypassed spring. We're in summer.
Well, yes. That's
then if this is summer, then what's coming is hell.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not Precisely. Looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to then if it's coming up to hell.
I need black summer dresses for work.
For work, yeah. Like I've also grown out of mine because I'm huge.
I don't wear dresses, but this year I will.
Yes. Show off some leg. But anyway, thanks for listening to our podcast, guys.
To our all over the place podcast. Yeah,
I don't even know what we're going to call this because it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We'll just call it a mambo number five.
True.
Cool. Thanks for listening. Bye. Today's podcast was recorded from Eastgate Shopping Center's parking lot. Hi everyone, thank you so much for listening to the Eavesdrop podcast. Don't forget to like and follow our podcast to check out other episodes as we post every Wednesday. You can follow us on our Instagram at eaves_drop_podcast, or you can follow us personally and you can find our Instagram handles in our bio. Thanks again for tuning in and we'll see you next week.